If you're a teacher and you have kids that complain in your classroom, you're going to want to stick around because I'm going to look at some positive discipline in early childhood education techniques for kids that complain. I know how you're feeling. Your class is interrupted, your fairness as a teacher is being undermined, and the class morale has plummeted. But you know what? Don't despair because I have the solution. You know who these kids are, right? These are the ones that will whine and cry about every situation, even things that they just have to do. They tend to be lazy. They never bring materials to class, but they've got tons of excuses. They are unmotivated and they tend to find the flaws in everyone else, but of course not in themselves. Now, it's a behavior that will drive you mad, but no matter what, this is what you should not do. Become thoroughly disgusted and show your disgust. Fail to deal individually with this child because of time. Ignore all requests from this child. Calling what the child has to say complaints. Be sarcastic. Okay, so here's what to do instead. First of all, recognize that whenever we have a complaining child, we have a child that is upset. Secondly, remember that if there's a complaint, there is involvement. If the kids were just not interested whatsoever, they wouldn't be complaining about it. So if we ignore the complaint, we might just turn off curiosity altogether. One of the best things you could do is let the child explain himself or herself. If they are complaining, let their voice be heard. They will see that the more attention you pay, the more your ears are open to hearing what they have to say, they will actually say things in a way that is correct and not in a complaining manner. Be personal with your kids. Even when they're complaining, show them that you care and say things like, oh, let me help you. Are you not understanding? Let me help you with that. Or let's work on this together. When they see that you're listening and that you are there for them, their attitude will change. If your child is right or partially right, acknowledge that and tell the child, thank you, I hadn't noticed. Thank you for showing that to me. And if they are wrong, then show why they are wrong in a caring way. And remember not to do or say anything that will make the child seem unimportant or their complaint seem unimportant. Remember, we're not bothered about the complaint itself. We're bothered about the way they are doing it. And remember, there's always more. There's always more to a child. So just dig deeper. Talk to the family. Try to find out what's going on, because behind a complainer, we usually have a child that is suffering. Right, thanks for tuning in. I hope these tips were helpful. Make sure to check me out over on YouTube and support my channel. Thanks for watching. I'll see you soon.